Hey, everybody. Really fun episode of Solana Made Easy, which is the Easy Eats Bodega Solana Twitter space show that happens Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. In this episode, the topic of conversation is largely the Twitter space that happened last night with one of the founders from OK Bears and Frank from D Gods. There's a lot of pressure on the OK Bears founder now. People were not satisfied with the way that he answered questions and presented their plan. So that's largely the topic of conversation. Other than that, they talk about upcoming projects and whether they are bullish or bearish on what's coming out. Another great episode of the show. If you enjoy this content, make sure that you sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code THENIFTY on your FTX mobile app to support our sponsor, FTX.
What is going on, Solana ecosystem? Welcome back for another week of Solana Made Easy. I'm glad to see so many frequent speakers, despite the market being at zero. They say the best things in life are free, huh? Crypto's going to zero. I'm glad we're still cooking. NFTs aren't going anywhere. Glad to have some familiar faces and some new speakers up here, coming fresh off of the Primates AMA, have the Bubble Goose Mint that just sold out. A lot of things moving and shaking in the market. Very eager to hear some people's thoughts, how they're feeling about everything. But first, Pio, Running Man. How are you, bud?
Hello, hello. I'm pumped to be here, man, especially today when this morning on the morning show, you know, we had special guest Gary V. And when we were talking to him, he just proactively brought up Solana. You know, he just proactively brought it up. He said that he's happy to see where it's at. And he basically alluded to the idea that if you don't have a big bag or if you're down bad or you got wrecked or blah, 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 that Solana was a good place to turn to. So I'm pumped to be here right now, especially after that.
That was definitely surprising to hear. I mean, I wasn't mad about it. I've been hearing rumblings that he's been researching Sol. I just think it's a matter of time. I think it really is a matter of time till we're blockchain agnostic, and the faster blockchain tends to have some legs under it. Running Man, how are you?
How's it going? Easy, all right. Yeah, bit of a quiet weekend. Just been watching the markets. Actually watching Bubble Goose at the moment. Seems to be trading lot just I to me. Same sort of pattern. So I'm just keeping my eye on that. But just basically waiting for everything to pull back. And then I think if Sol maintains any kind of level, we'll see some sort of pump on NFT floors recalibrating. But a bit of uncertainty in the market at the moment. Just sitting back and just making some bids on some projects.
I think bids are going to be kind of that sleeper play here. A lot of people are going to be surprised at what deals you can get from making offers, especially with how illiquid the market is right now. I think it's a little bit interesting too. Vitalik bought like $200,000 worth of ETH today. I don't think the bottom's quite in, but maybe we see a little bit of a relief rally. The sell-off into the market today was insane. But man, I'm hyped. We got a great group of speakers up here, some first-time people with AKA NFT. We got Just Simply Rob, a few others as well. I do want to pass it over to Iced. Iced, how you feeling?
Yo, what's up, man? You broke yet?
Oh, beyond. Like, absolutely.
Bro, it's brutal out there. Holy fuck. There's no bottom in sight.
This is ugliness, bro. It's so bad, too, when these projects are just tanking along with it. Like, I was just looking at some, like, what are SMBs at?
Well, SMBs are the best stablecoin. They're at 150. They don't move.
They don't move.
No, they don't move. Strong at 150. I'm happy about it. I can't complain.
Dude, I was looking at Boryoku today, down to 85, and I was doing the math on it. I was like, bro, I sold mine for 24 when Sol was over $200, and I got lit up for like two straight months of paper handing it. And now I'm looking back, and I'm like, I took a 2x the current prices.
Yeah, dude. A lot of NFTs are down like 90 to 95% in USD value, which is super fucked. So a lot of people are down bad, hurting bad, which is also why, like, I think newer mints should either postpone their mints until better market conditions, or they should look to, I guess, other areas to finance whatever they want to build, because NFTs, I think it'd be pretty hard to raise, you know, multiple millions during these times.
And I think, I don't know how many of us were on the Primates AMA. I think they're raising a couple mil if it sells out, but I'm not sure how I feel about it after that round of questioning we just had.
Yeah, I'm not questioning people's intentions with the money that they're raising. I'm questioning whether the investors know what they're getting into, because nobody's going to be buying on secondary with size. everybody's scared right now. So pretty much, if you miss something, like I assume you're probably going to be probably in a week's time, it'll probably be below mint, most mints.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that. I mean, we're seeing similar price action from a lot of stuff. The Apes pump, Just Apes pump, now down to – they almost traded mint today. Bubble Goose trading under that 12 prediction that Cubist had. But Running Man, what's going on?
Yeah, I was just going to say, to touch on that, I've been watching the market, and, you know, this crash has really shown me where the real communities are. Degen Trash Pandas, Degen Apes, Sol Supercoder, and SMB, pretty much stable. You know, them sort of like the OG projects of Solana. You know, if you look at the OG projects of Solana, them sort of holding the floors. These new sort of projects seem to be pulling back all over the place. And I think there's some OG communities in Solana that we're not probably aware of that exist. And we're starting to see them now because I'm holding. And, you know, these new sort of projects, I'm just pulling back. I agree with Oist. Any sort of mint that pumps is going to pull back in my eyes. I can't see anything holding its price, to be honest.
Shut up, man. You fucking wanker.
Oh my god.
Okay, who's that?
AKA NFT, that, first time that, speaker. Oh, and he left. Oh, wow. Can I get into it? Damn, it was all, just came flying.
It was all for that. Interesting. Yeah, you usually expect a little bit more.
He must be holding out
a bag.
Yeah, he must be holding out okay bears. It must be, but yeah, definitely. I'm seeing some OG communities holding the price for sure.
I think it's funny that Ice says that it's like a stable, but it really is. Like, that thing's held 150 regardless of floor price, and it's almost like it seems like it's a decent place to tuck it away if your soul's just gonna stay consistent. There's a few others like you mentioned, Shadowy Supercoders, but that's a big utility play. You also mentioned the Bears. I wanted to pass it to Frisk, who recently changed the PFP. Frisk, what's going on?
For the record, I still like the Bears, just to be very clear here. I was not in that space this morning. I don't know what happened. All I heard was that my bags are going to zero. And I was just like, well, I thought we were already there. But yeah, no, I think Bears could be fine. I think that they have a lot to prove at this point. And it's just been it's getting to the point where it's going to be a little too long before they have the chance to and eventually like show what it is they're trying to do. Like, I get the branding meta. I know these things take time. And I'm glad they acknowledge it takes time, but like, man, we need something, just a little more. Easy, I was actually going to ask you, and we don't have to talk about this for too long if we're changing the topic. Are you minting primates or no?
Bro, I have 3 whitelist spots, and I have no idea what to do now. I'm like,
I'm not touching it.
That space, bro, and they're talking about drop shipping on Amazon, and like, I just could not figure out how it correlates to like how I make more money. It just sounds like I'm giving somebody money to make money off my money, and I just... and stuck with a picture of a voxel monkey.
God, if anyone wants a primates whitelist, you can DM me. I'm good for now. I'm all right.
The worst part is it's like 4 soul. Normally I'd FUD the hell out of that, but it's like that's $100. Like, how poor am I really to FUD a $100 mint at this point with no gas? And yet I still want to. So like internally I'm torn. Shit, Bubble Goose was 7 today. That was just sub 200. And I mean, I'm impressed at the price action. So I'm probably going to pass on primates, though, after that AMA, man. That was ugly.
I'll try and gauge you on public sentiment by just advertising a few whitelists in whitelist marketplace. And yesterday, I advertised primates at 0.8 for a whitelist and then got no bites.
Yeah, that's bad.
You know what I mean?
Bubble Goose was still selling for 10 up until this morning.
Yeah, literally yesterday, primates, I advertised it at 0.8 in one of the well-known marketplaces, and I have actually 0 DMs on it. So, and I'll run that through about 3 times as well. So, I don't know.
We'll see how it shapes up. When's their mint? It's tomorrow, I believe. Is that lovely mint time?
Yeah.
I think it's Magic Eden launchpad too. So, I'm curious to hear if Magic Eden has some thoughts on primates post AMA and what people are thinking about it. But I wanted to pass to a couple first-time speakers here. Just Simply Rob, what's going on?
What's up, Easy? How you doing, my brother?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, man. So this will be brief, man. I just wanted to kind of introduce myself. I met Pio in the early space you guys have in the morning. I won one of the NFT giveaways. I'm new to the Solana blockchain. I was on ETH before. I kind of came in through jacked NFTs, which turned out to be a big bullshit rug, dude. And I was pissed off, man. And I was like, dude, fuck these guys, man. They got me out of my gym to come into this NFT stuff and they rugged me of my freaking money. So I converted over to freaking, started doing my own research back in January, dude. And truth be told, Easy, man, I told Pio on the side, man, I turned into a DJ, man. I came out of curiosity, and now I'm on Soul, brother. So I just wanted to say what's up to you guys.
Welcome. I love to hear it. Love to hear it. Hopefully you stick around, especially with these prices, man.
Yeah, dude.
One day, what's going on? First time speaker. How are you? Hand up. One day you're there. Guess not.
Yes. Oh, there we go. Sorry. I wanted to ask a question.
Yes, please.
What the hell happened with OK Bear? Because, like, I don't like to not, like, I don't want to spread false rumor or read something that's false. So can somebody please be kind enough to just explain if you were in the room or, yeah, just out of
Curiosity. I've been in a couple of spaces. That's the first
question, and then I have a second question.
Yeah, perfect. So the Bears, too, it just seems like a lot of people are wondering when, like, there's going to be some value out of return. There was also comments made from the OK Bears founder, supposedly to Nate, about how it should have been an ETH project that's catching a lot of flack recently. Other than that, though, I think it's just people getting a little bit rattled about the fact that there's only like monthly updates. And right now, the only like utility is hibernation, whatever that's going to be. And then the wristbands, which a lot of people are like, how come it's taken a month and a half to do wristbands? And I mean, I understand that sentiment. Like, dude, you could go online right now and get 10,000 of them for $100. So I think people are just getting frustrated with no actual add of value, and that Nate's now trying to move them to ETH, and some of these comments about maybe they're not full believers in the Solana blockchain, which I think is all, it's all fair concerns. And at the same time, it's almost like in a bear market, that conversation starts spearheading itself. Whereas if the price was still going up, I don't think anyone would have any of those comments. I'm curious what the second question was.
So no, I was just going to ask, following up. So do you think it's more like, how to phrase it in English? Do you think like it's more of a discontent, or like?
Yeah, I think it's like a discontent for sure. Yeah, like, I think people are just a little bit upset with not getting anything back. Where some of these, like in the Soul space, it moves so fast. So seeing how this is kind of moving has some people who are, I don't want to say hesitant, but people are, I guess, are a little bit upset with the space itself at the moment because they haven't gotten any immediate value add, and now their biggest spokesperson is almost turning bearish on the Bears.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, do you feel like, is it because I don't want to offend anyone here, so forgive me if I sound a bit like I'm offending, but the question
too
is...
Too late.
Do you think it's because, like, for example, maybe some people in this room have had an experience of trading a normal Solana, so just Solana with nothing to do with NFT, so obviously they are experienced with the pain of the bear market compared to a person that has only started with NFT and just simply can't comprehend how
I think there's a good mix of stuff to be honest, because the Bears kind of were one of the, someone brought it up this morning, I believe. The Bears were one of the first projects on OpenSea when they first launched the OpenSea and Soul kind of marketplace. So that got a lot of new money in it, and we saw massive pumps of volume. I think part of it is people who were new to Soul, maybe not new to crypto trading, but a lot of how quickly it moves and people not wanting to sit around unless there's like immediate value add, where ETH trades slower, played into it. But I'm definitely curious to hear, I know we got some bear holders up here, what their sentiment is, whether that's Frisk. And I'm not sure if Cody still holds his bears, but I'm curious what two holders kind of think of it. Because, I mean, I sold out of it when they were 103, back when Soul was 100. I got absolutely obliterated by Shill and Villain for saying it was my forever bear. But looking back on it, man, I am not upset about that trade at all. I did want to ask it, Cody, are you still holding them?
I just sold two at 140 on Friday, I think. So not mad at the exit. It was after that, forget what happened, but I woke up, I was sick all week. I saw they pumped from like 90 to 140. So yeah, that's a good time to list my bears, I think. So, listed them there. But yeah, I got out of that trade for now. It's not that I'm not like super bearish on the Bears long-term. It's just right now with the market conditions, it just doesn't seem like the type of project that's going to really scratch and claw to keep a floor price, or they don't really care. So I'll just wait. It's not really somewhere I want to keep my money for right now.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. Frisk, I know you said you were not bearish on the Bears, but I am curious, like, what's your sentiment right now? Are you active in the Discord? Is the Discord active, excited, or is it just kind of calm, cool, collected, and not really worried at the moment?
It's complicated. I don't know. Like, I like the Bears. I still do. I really think that they have a potential of being something like the forefront of running collections of Solana. I think that their future is bright. I know that they're working with Solana Labs. They have a lot of big investors involved with the project. But in regards to, I guess, what's happening right now, it's hard for me to, like, look at what's going on and not go, like, yeah, I'm bullish still. Because, like, it's not hard to get wristbands out, like you said. And the community is, like, we're all just kind of waiting. We've been riding this whole hype that comes with floor price. And I still stand by it. I think floor price is the best utility you can have. It's the thing that attracts people the most. But when the floor price starts going down, how do you change that? How do you keep people engaged? Because if you don't, then you just have a Discord full of people who are saying, hey, what's happening to the floor price? What's going on? And then there's nothing productive that comes out of that. So I don't know. I really wish I had, like, sold like Cody or sold like you. But it's, I feel like it's also at the point now where, like, this could be the point where we see a turnaround or it's really going to zero.
No, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see which projects stick around and actually kind of last on the other side of this. Benny, you got Forever Bear as your profile picture. What's going on?
Hell yeah, it's worth $1. Let's go. I was just going to say that space this morning was atrocious for the OK Bears. They're just they're too, like, nonchalant about what they're doing, and they have like $5 million worth of funding, and Sweeper kept asking him, like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And it's just like nothing really was coming back to, like, how are you going to give back to holders and, like, what they're going to do. I just think all these spaces are kind of exposing leadership, because I feel like for a lot of them, it's like their first times in these positions, and, you know, they're not necessarily sure what they're doing.
I think you're right on the money. I mean, I think we, even just coming off the AMA, saw that there's people who feel like they were confident in whatever Web2 stuff they were doing, but can't really figure out how to relate it back to people who trust the project. Running Man, what's going on?
I was actually in that Spaces for a while and listened to I think it was the founder, or he was an eye up there. And man, I would not like to be investing a lot of soul with that dude, I'll tell you that now. I mean, that's asking him, you know, whether that's willing to run a validator node, and, you know, validator for Solana, and whether he believed in the blockchain. And the end, he was just so, like, just nonplussed. And, you know, he's off laughing when he's answering the questions. You know, wasn't really answering anything, like, you know, I don't know. I got a really bad feeling off that, to be fair. Just, like, you know, it wouldn't be sort of project I'd invest in for sure.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be interesting how it trades over the next couple of months here, because I don't think crypto is going to find a random pump in that time. So NFTs may range as well. We may see some more downside risk if liquidity issues stay present. One day, wanted to pass it back to you. So your hand was up.
Yeah. Regarding what Alexander said in running, that's the thing with this whole Solana OK Bear thing. It's I remember the first incident with OK Bear, which was like OK not OK Bear, and I got to meet some of the people from the different communities, and that's my thing now with the price being so low. I find the community of OK Bear to not be as diehard, if you know what I mean, or as convinced, or, you know, I don't know, it just feels like it was kind of like very, sorry, I don't want to offend anybody in this room, but I just felt like at the time the OK Bear were extremely arrogant and a bit novice to the whole thing. And obviously excitement, you make a lot of money, but sometimes they could have come, I felt like they came across as very arrogant, and that this project is not going to zero, or this project is here for the long run, blah, blah. But the way I hear them now is kind of like, I feel a bit sad, because it's like you were starting to discover the pain of a bear market. And even if I think the guy had come and not been as arrogant, I still think that the community wouldn't have held it as strong together. Compared to, like, let me give an example to, you know, Bake or Motherfuckers. And, you know, despite the fact that they're all down quite bad, sorry to say, they're still laughing and are still holding each other up, you know. There's no doubt about the project in the long run. So whereas here, I feel like most people wish they had gotten rid of their OK Bear at $250 when Solana was trading at $71 or $100, you know. It's a bit sad. I don't know where the sentiment changed, or maybe it's just because it's just a brutal bear market and it's really difficult. So, yeah, that's my 2 cents for the communities. But yeah,
Soul Trappist, what's going on?
Hey, what's good, guys? Thanks for letting me in. I just wanted to chip in on that. I have a big question on the sentiment as well. Like, are we in the like in the gutters right now? Where are we? And that's kind of how I feel. Like, we're in the capitulation phase. So I'm curious to see how the market reacts right now. And I'm seeing like a lot of good projects right now dumping, and there's a lot of good opportunities. But it's the same question: is this the end of the NFT market, or are we coming back? Or
so I think
it's the end.
We're all screwed, right? I think NFT Nick actually had a great tweet about it. He was like, when the .com bubble happened, there was less than 1 million users, and now we have over 1 billion. I think for, like, don't get me wrong, everyone says it, 99.9% of these things are going to zero, but the ones that stick around, they're going to do very well. Like, I do think this entire industry and space is not going anywhere, and I think there's also a complete dynamic for traders in the environment too that do treat it like almost like equities and trading stocks and tickers on a daily frequency. I just think that it's more volatile because it's crypto. It's 24/7, and it's a smaller ecosystem. So that's where you tend to get a lot more price action and volatility. I think over time, we're going to see projects that stick around, do well. But I think it's also like identifying those projects now are really the only way to figure out long-term value.
I may, too, just to continue on that, just like a running man, he's with me on the Soul Sniper crew. Much props to him. But like, we do TA on NFTs and stuff. And I mean, a lot of that does come into play. But I mean, when there's no volume, there's no trading activity, everything just dumps, man. And you see support levels just plummet. Like, it's just hard to call plays after that, man. It really is. And it's just crazy how nothing holds, but like, the only thing going up is like D-Gods or something, you know?
Yeah, and I think part of that too. Running mate, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna jump in. I mean, everybody knows I used to play poker, and we had a situation called Black Friday where there was a ton of restrictions, a lot of poker sites shut down, and I thought that was the end of online poker, and it wasn't. And also as well, the crypto crash, you know, that happened. That was basically down to the future utility of cryptocurrency, in my opinion. You know, what utility the coins are going to have in the future, because at the time they didn't have any. Since then, we've got whole ecosystems built up, and this sort of crash is down to external things, you know, worldwide issues. You know, it's not down to the future of crypto, in my opinion. That's first. Secondly, regards to short-term movements on NFTs, NFTs perform really badly when crypto is volatile. That seems to, you know, that perform better when everything settles to art at a certain level. So at the moment, we've seen some volatility in the currency, and that's why, you know, we've seen all these projects pull back. But if I think we do get a bounce, if it does maintain the level, you know, because I always find when the currency starts moving around, all these NFT people trying to be big currency traders for the day. So they try start moving currency around and start it, but like, you know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, if we get a sort of like level at this level and it just sort of like maintains some constant, you know, level, NFTs perform again, like, you know, but I always find they perform badly when there's volatility in the currency.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money there. I wanted to pass it down to Smoothie. What's going on?
Yo, man, how's it going? I wanted to go back and tie something back to this OK Bears topic that we're talking about. I think when you look at all these blue chips that have been doing well, typically you have some sort of like it factor that draws you into the project. People trade off of the future value of assets. And when you look at something like D-Gods, you've got Frank and the mystique around him and his leadership. You got Soulport and Tyos with Soulport Tom. And OK Bears just like didn't really have that it factor for me. There were wristbands and promises of like a brand and merch, but ultimately, if you kind of looked at it under a microscope, what you were paying for was a profile picture. And so once people started selling those profile pictures and the floor price dipped, the value of actually holding it started to disappear, and people started to worry about why they were even holding this in the first place. And that's kind of the question I'm asking about Bubble Goose right now, because I feel like being tied to a really successful brand like Catalina Whales and the network that they have is pretty important, but I'm still a little confused about what the actual implicit value of me holding my Bubble Goose Mint is at this point beyond, you know, day trading within today.
Dude, listening to their space was just like the most fascinating thing to just hear how they wanted to raise money for a show, but could not actually tell me like what the value was. They kept comparing it to like a rookie Michael Jordan card. And I was like, the only way that that makes sense is if Bubble Goose becomes a Grammy award winning cartoon, whatever the hell it is, and maintains multiple seasons. And then on top of it, you're raising $2+ million for a TV show that you're plugged into an industry that you should have connections to raise funds if it's going to be a good show. But yeah, you outsource it to a bunch of degenerates on the internet. So for me, I'm like, it's a cool idea in theory, but there's got to be so much now to maintain that price action and provide consistent value, especially because they kept saying like, this is a Michael Jordan rookie card. And I just don't see that correlation because I've never heard of a Bubble Goose and I can watch highlights of Jordan playing back 50 years.
Those things are ugly.
Bro, they're so beat. Like, no, I will never see a profile picture of a Bubble Goose. I'm positive.
All I did was say there's ugly and I'm getting attacked on my timeline. So I love it. Keep it going. Fight is so amazing.
Are you holding any HODL?
No.
No. I wanted to actually toss it down. General Tornado, what's going on?
Fucking let's go, baby. Monday, Solana Made Easy. It's not going fucking nowhere, my guy. I just wanted to second everything about the OK Bears. That guy was a fucking joke on the stage. I had to leave because I couldn't listen to him. I thought it was actually terrible that he was laughing at questions. Shillin' Villain is the fucking man. I think you were up on stage too, Frisk. I don't know, but like people saying that, like, he just wasn't taking it seriously, and it's like so sad to see these founders with fucking millions of dollars that have no fucking passion. And so I just had to say, like, that guy's a fucking joke, and we're riding.
Dude, recycled wristband though.
That's a massive value add. Justifies a 200 soul floor when soul's $100. I don't see anything wrong with that. One day, wanted to pass it back to you. What's going on?
No, I forgot. Somebody was talking about the community. I think it's Soul Trap. Saying, is this the end? Well, I don't think it's actually the end. This is my theory. I thought that OK Bear was actually really nice, and I was actually hoping to get one. I'm not going to get one anymore, simply because I just feel it was quite disrespectful what I've heard from the founder, so I don't support that. Do I think that there will be a Solana project? I think D-Gods might be one of them to look out for in the next 3-4 years, because the reality is the way OpenSea came about, and this is the true story, is first we had the CryptoKitties during the bull run in 2017, then we had the punks that nobody paid attention to during 2018, 2019, and look where they are at now. So there will be really good project that will continue to build, will not be hyped, but will continue to deliver value. OK Bear, from what I've heard, I think this guy that just spoke just said that it was just mad disrespectful how the guy is talking. That to me shows that there's a complete lack of interest for your people and the people that support you. And for me, an NFT is more about the community. So if the community starts to fall apart, it's very difficult to support it. But that was my two last cents.
No, I appreciate your insight. It's great having you up here. Sharing a ton of good stuff, so thank you for that. Great questions. I did want to pass it over to Frisk. Frisk, what's going on?
Okay, I'm getting slowly caught up on the OK Bear stuff, and I'm, as a holder, I'm a little more terrified now.
Hello. everybody can hear me, can't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wish we couldn't, but we could.
Just interrupted it, Frisk. Hello. Continue.
Running man, we can hear you. You're good.
Oh. Can you, it's okay. It could offer me. I thought the spice was rugging. sorry. Must be my internet. yes. Just I'll warm up here. Actually, I'll just say, you know, that founder from OK Bears, it sort of like didn't sound like he's from this community. Whereas, you know, you get Frank and Sol, Paul, Tom, and you know, etc. Them from inside the Solana community. But as I say, that guy that was on earlier just didn't seem like he was part of it at all.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear a bear holding turning a little bearish after catching up on the space. Frisk, what were you finishing up on? I want to hear the rest of that.
Yeah, for sure, man. So I don't know. Like, I think that Kai really clearly has a lot of experience. I think that his passion is going to be a big thing that's going to hold him back if that's seemingly the case. I wish I was there. I really, really wish I was, because I would have loved to hear more about it. But I also do think that, like, this project has amassed such a strong, like, amount of noise that I'd be surprised if, even if this was the end, that someone wouldn't come in and buy them out, et cetera, et cetera. Also, the point I was trying to make was about Bubble Goose. I don't want to get into a FUD session with these guys. I really, really don't. But I'll tell you guys right now, my expertise is not in business. It's not in blockchain. It's actually film. That's like where my background is. And if these guys are trying to make a show, good fucking luck with what they just raised. That's all I'm going to say.
Bro, we've seen this fail multiple times with like Stoner Cats. And then Mila Kunis did another project on Soul that was like some wrestling bullshit that just literally went nowhere. So I, until we get a show, I don't believe in any of this shit. And I'm glad to miss the first one. Wanted to quickly pass to Cody. And then we'll hit up. Oh, sorry, Chris, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the art's cool. I just don't know how the show's going to pan out. That's all.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Cody, what's going on? And we'll pass it to Hoddle and Benny.
Yeah, cool. So two things. Number one, first thing was about, you know, is this the end of the market? I wasn't too worried until I noticed Pio started shit posting. I didn't even know where I was anymore. I saw these posts on my timeline, and I said, man, this right might really be going to zero. So that was the first thing. Didn't like that. But I guess
you're welcome.
But I guess I want to know a little bit about like what we think about these projects doing like Twitter spaces right now, because this Primates one was an absolute bloodbath. Like, and I get it, right? Like, but the problem is they probably have a team of four, like you said, and this was their best person to represent the project and talk. So
this was the guy.
And then Kai's from fucking OK Bears decides to talk at 2:30 a.m. You know, and people don't like how you're saying. I get both sides, but like, are projects going to still come on anymore? Like, what do we do from that?
Dude, it's interesting to see so many holders too now become bearish. And I don't know if it's because the price has stopped going up. JPEGs tend to look worse the more the deeper they get. They always look better the more expensive they are. And honestly, man, like, I feel like some of these teams just need a PR rep. Like, just get someone who's comfortable talking in front of people and like almost saying less. Like, that was Primate's big issue was, besides the voice modulator, the dude was just talking a lot. Like, it's a lot of information that not a lot of people ask for. Keep it simple, right to the point.
I was just going to say, I didn't hear the space. This is news to me that there was a voice modulator. That is ridiculous. It's like, dude, like, whatever. The only reason you're that anon is because you're doing nefarious shit. Like, I don't want to hear it. Like, at some point, you got to start.
You're whitelisted for it.
Cool. Sounds great. I'll be walking my dog when it comes out, and you're gonna text me. And by the time I'm back from the dog walk, you'll be like, "Oh no, it already sold out 2x, and then now it's trading below mint price." So I'm not that worried about it. But I was just gonna say, like, I've seen so many people that represent projects on, you know, different types of media, whether it's YouTube or Twitter Spaces, just present themselves so bad. And that's like business 101, because that just means you're bad at sales. And don't take the word sales the wrong way. Like, people associate sales with like sleazy, you know, Jordan Belfort type stuff, right? But it's like, if they can't sell an audience of customers, how are they going to sell talent to come and work for the company? How are they going to sell partners to collaborate with them on stuff? How are they going to sell venture capitalists that they should get a round of funding in the future? So, like, I get really turned off if people don't present themselves well when they're discussing their project to prospective customers.
I think you're dead on the money there. But before we dive into some of these speakers and a couple of these, as we continue to rotate, want to just quickly reset the room. Shout out everyone who's been able to join today. Appreciate the insight on the market. Despite Solana being in the gutter, we're all still here, still cooking. I know a bunch of us still ready to make trades. We got another 30 minutes or so to go. Excited to hear the rest of the market talk. What we think about this voice modulator, what we think about these upcoming mints. Should they delay? Should they kick off? What's going on? We'll wrap up with what you're trading and what you're getting into. But I, as always, appreciate you all tuning in, and let's keep the party rolling. I wanted to pass it to Benny real quick, then down to Hoddle, and then first-time speaker on the Soul Space in Laguna. Benny, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the market currently. I think the NFT market is going to even get worse this week because there are just projects focused on branding. Let me read a description real quick. They believe that roadmaps create barriers to creativity in a world that is constantly evolving as fast as nothing else. That's just a load of bullshit.
I don't know what you just said, and I still don't believe it.
I wrote that.
Yeah, man. I don't know. There's just these 10K projects. Now they're trying to get like 2, 3, 4 soul. Magic Eden's like launching all of them. It's just sad. I think we're gonna see more bots.
Magic Eden launching a project is probably the least surprising thing, especially with the guy using the voice modulator. I'm sure he also printed out a McLovin ID and they approved that. So I got zero hope for that. I wanted to pass it over to Hoddle. Hoddle, what's going on?
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, I'll branch off that with the branding. I went to a bunch of these events. I got wristbands from MonkeyDAO. I got a hat from Just Apes. I got a shirt from the Raptors. I was just walking around.
So you've gotten more utility than the Bears have given holders.
Just from walking around literally Austin Hacker House and shaking hands and all that good stuff. I literally got, it says return to Monks, on a wristband right now. I'm ready to go, bro. This is more utility than my OK Bear has given me. Reject humanity. What is going on right now?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. We love the SMBs. Slowest rug of all time.
It's a stable coin and a slow rug wrapped up into a beautiful pixel monkey. Laguna, what's going on?
Yeah, I was on the Primates space this afternoon, and it's just so frustrating to listen to project founders not realize how badly they are destroying their product while they're on a space. Why you agreed to go on Alex's Spanish Inquisition is question number one. Question number two is, why don't you bring a friend? Because you need another person there to tell you that you're just digging your product into a hole. This poor guy just got distracted by every single small detail about his Amazon shipping business. And anyone could have told you, pivot out of this question. Pivot back to your vision. Pivot back to your brand, which sucks, but that's besides the point. But if your product is a brand, you should be able to sell your brand.
Yeah, they fumbled hard there. And it's hilarious to hear you just absolutely cook a Solana project, knowing that you've just been dabbling in Sol to figure out volume trades and stuff.
But she's been talking shit about spaces. She's been talking shit about Solana nonstop for the past 3 weeks, just going on and on, internal company meetings. I'm just yo, we're not even talking about Solana, Elizabeth. Can you stop just talking smack about Solana proactively? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I like Solana right now. At least you have people who are pretending to build things and some people that are building things. ETH has projects.
We love the LARP. I'm still waiting for our own version of Goblins. It's a matter of time. I wanted to pass it down to Dusky. You've had your hand up for 3 hours. I apologize. You're at the bottom of my screen. What's going on?
Yo, first time speaker. Thanks, Easy. I wanted to give some don't get jealous. I just wanted to give some flowers to Pio as well, because today's intro was fucking crazy. I loved it. It really set the vibes for the week. The funeral vibes. And regarding Primates, thank you for killing my bag. I was really excited. I paid fucking 1,000 goop, which is I've been stacking that shit for a month. I buy the whitelist and I hear today's base. My first question was about the voice, because I wanted to ask Pio, who works with audio equipment and shit, was it using, you guys said it 3 times now. So I guess he was using some voice.
Bro, it just sounded so weird. You hear this dude talk and it was clear as day. Yeah. That was not his fucking voice.
But I was waiting for it to crack or something. Since you were grilling him, I'm at some point, it's going to sound glitchy or something. But I guess they have, really high-end voice modulation or something.
I think it's built right into Twitter. I'm going to try.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Pierre's about to turn on the voice modulator.
Yeah, so tomorrow's show. Marketplace? What was that? Marketplace or Amazon? So if you don't start your show tomorrow with a voice modulator, I'm going to be heavily disappointed. I love the spaces, Easy. It's really gotten me into Soul from ETH, so I'm happy about
it. Let's go. And, that's what we love.
Keep doing your thing. Love y'all, and that's it.
Appreciate you, Dusky. You have a real one. Kalani, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to ask some questions. How do you guys feel about fucking Kai coming in the Twitter spaces earlier today and saying it might be 4 to 6 weeks plus for you guys, for you holders. I'm not a holder of OK Bears, but after the Twitter spaces, I'm not looking to buy into it anytime soon. I was waiting for a dip, but not anymore, because, I mean, shit, the next thing on the roadmap is 4 to 6 weeks plus for a recycled wristband. Like,
my bags.
That guy's thoughts about that, man.
My bags. I don't hold any, but, man, I don't know. I listened into those spaces. Chillin never records them. He likes to keep it off the record. Those spaces, man, it's just not good. And it's almost better for the Bears that they're not recorded, because any secondary listeners would just be like, why the fuck am I holding this? So it's almost like a benefit that they happen at 3 a.m. But at the same time, Frank joins every one of those. Frank seems bullish on it. Just pure speculation there. He's made a couple comments. Personally, like, dude, I don't know. I'm not a fan of the Bears. I'm just not. Cody, what's going on?
Yeah, I was just going to – I mean, not to change it up too much, but I was curious if the Bubble Goose bet at 12 Sol is about to end right now, because we're seeing it at right at 13, and I think it was, like, around here, maybe, like, 5-10 minutes from now, if not sooner. Didn't know if you have any information about the time, or, you know, I'm just trying to get my bet in front
of you. It just ended.
It ended? It hit the over?
It literally just ended. Yeah, it hit the over. Damn.
What do you think about Primates tomorrow after all this FUD? Because I gotta get a bet in now.
I'm just taking whichever line is the opposite of the money. Because right. At this point, the way that these trade, it's like the lower fund wins every time. Like, the last four have gone that way, and it makes no sense. Like, all the FUD on Just Apes, they ended up pumping. All the FUD on Primates are going to end up pumping. Bubble Goose, everyone was like, it's a 7-soul mint. Some people were calling for, like, 15, and then all of a sudden they're like, we might not even see 10, and now it's holding at 13. I do think it sells off here now that the bet's over. Cubis is definitely having a swing on things. I have personally exited my Cubis position. Still a massive fan of what they're doing. Said my target was 10, so I got out of all of those. I may have one left. I'd have to double check. But nice little swing on that. I was very happy to kind of get out and profit. Running Man, what's going on?
Yeah, I'll just go back to Elizabeth's point. We spend all day talking to people in this space and in spaces and in Discords. And, you know, everybody I speak to loves this space. You know, even, you know, an Ethereum as well, blockchain, any sort of NFT blockchain communities. But you listen to these people, and it sounds, you know, from these projects, and they're not part of this space. They're coming in from the outside looking to make money, and they see this as an opportunity, because you hear them speak, and you can basically hear it in the voice that they do not care about the future of Solana NFTs, or, you know, if you're on Ethereum NFTs. And the people that I'm actually talking in these spaces aren't from these communities. I'm not well educated in, you know, what we want, and, you know, what we're looking for in a project. You know, all them seeing it is as an opportunity, and they're not here for us at all, in my opinion.
I mean, I think you see that on every chain at the moment, sadly. People moving in and out, people capitalizing on the current situation. I think with ETH being kind of quiet now and all free mints, these sold projects feel like a free mint when gas is over $100 anyway. So we are seeing a lot of people kind of come in and extract money from the ecosystem, sadly. I think we saw a lot of that too with, like, Just Apes. Like, there was a bunch of people I know on the ETH side who were asking my thoughts on it. But I wanted to pass it down to Soul Trappist. I saw you had your hand up. Not sure if you had a point on that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What I wanted to say was, touching back on what I said with, like, the NFT market being over, I didn't mean that, like, in a real way, but it's just a sentiment that I felt that people don't really give a fuck no more. It's a capitulation phase. So,
bro, it was interesting because this was the same sentiment in March, like February, March of 2021, when Top Shot and Nifty Gateway imploded around the same time. It was like a lot of the sentiment there was like, this is never going to pan out. This isn't realistic. I don't believe in this at all.
Yeah. That's when NFTs Are Dead came out. That's the origin of NFTs Are Dead, is that time period.
Yeah, and I had a bag on Top Shot, so I remember all the conversations too, like, fuck, I wish I did this. That was the sentiment for everyone. And then all of a sudden the apes hit, and then summer started picking up, and a lot of these projects were, like, new. Like, stuff on ETH was really picking up, and it wasn't a credit card, and it wasn't the Flow blockchain. It was actual Ethereum blockchain. And that kind of got a lot of people excited. But I think we need something new. Like, I think Goblins honestly propped the market up a little bit because it was new, and that was something that people could kind of buy into and have fun with. And that was really where Top Shot and Nifty Gateway kind of started too. It was like, it was enjoyable to buy these pictures on the internet and make money. I just think we need a catalyst.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as long as people keep dumping, like, there's going to be those people that are with the bags full, that are ready to to buy shit, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's a key point in the market where people should be buying right now. I'm not saying like you should be buying, but this is like it's like
buy the fear, the old Warren Buffett saying, like you buy fearful and sell, people are greedy.
I'm on the spot right now, so it's hard to say, but like it's like that real key point in the market where people need to be watching.
I think we're getting real close to that point. I think it's going to happen before a lot of people realize. And shit, I may be totally off, but even today, like I threw $100 at Sol, picked up 3.5 Sol for the first time in a while. Because I've been saying it, like I was a buyer at 90 and 100 without a second thought. Why would I not buy with extra funds now when it's a third of the cost? Micah, you've had your hand up. What's going on?
Well, I just heard you guys talking NBA Top Shot, and I just want to bring home that point that just because everyone's saying the sky is falling, doesn't mean that when recovery happens, it's going to happen for the projects you guys are in. So just understand that the correct call has always been get the fuck out of Top Shot. Even after all of that capitulation, it only got worse from there. So just understand that, like, just because the overall macro market might come back doesn't mean you sometimes just don't have to cut stuff that is losses, because the new people coming in are not necessarily going to buy your bag.
No, I think that's probably one of the best ways to break that down. It doesn't mean that the stuff you're holding is going to be part of those saving bags. What's going on, Benny?
Yeah, I was just going to say that, like, if we take Great Coats, for example, right? They just raised, like, over $1 million and then immediately took it out of the ecosystem. And that's going to keep happening this week and onwards. I don't think we see a change until we start, like, getting more serious. And I don't know when that will be.
Yeah, I think we do need to start seeing some of these projects that aren't just, like, derivatives of a hype project with a different animal being the focus point. But I think it comes with time. Like, I think every blockchain has these cycles. And I think right now we're all in, like, basic free-for-all panic mode, which people are actively trying to sell. We've seen floors just get ripped apart today. Kalani, what's going on? And we'll pass the running man.
Yeah, we're definitely in a little lull phase right now. And to your point, Goblin Town straight up saved ETH NFTs like the past few months. Without Goblin Town and all the shit derivatives that came, like that spawned out of Goblin Town, ETH NFTs, like, fuck, there's nothing exciting coming out. Like in the past 3 months, I think PXN.
Well, then like the Freeman meta picked up.
Yeah, exactly. So now ETH needs a new meta, and God knows how long that's going to take, because everything's crashing in ETH terms as well as USD terms. And Solana, it's going to be really interesting to see, because this is like one of the first like big macro, you know, potentially, if we continue going down this path, a bear phase or a bear, like a mini bear cycle. It's going to be interesting to see what the new catalyst will be. But to Micah's point, a lot of the fresh liquidity that comes back in to the space as the cycle of hands transmutes into, you know, old hands leaving, or, you know, old hands continuing to rack up their bags, or, you know, new liquidity coming in. The new people are more than likely going to support new projects, because it's the shiny new thing that grabs people's attention. Just like, shit, if you're bag holding 2017 EOS or NEO or Wanchain or Verge, whatever like the old bags were back then, those things are dead now, or at least they didn't hit crazy multiples like the newer shiny objects of this cycle were. So NFTs are going to see the same thing, unless the project has, you know, good builders, good funding, and they're doing like continuous innovation on the projects.
For sure. I think the utility phase, the builders, I hate the term, but it's like building in a bear tends to be what pays. So we'll see who's sticking around and who keeps pushing shit out, regardless of what the price action is. Running Man, what's going on?
Yeah, I'll just get back to what Benny said. We've got Greg Goats, a classic example of like people who've just come in and, you know, pulled a lot of soul out, and probably not from this inside this community, to be fair. I think more people in this community should be building projects and not letting people come in take money out. Also, as well, regarding market phases, I mean, I'm bullish in bear markets and bearish in bull markets. You know, I don't like euphoria in a market. That's when I'm usually look to get out. I actually think, you know, at the moment I'm bullish. I'm looking forward to projects coming up in the next month, 2 months. I'm looking to see what's being developed, you know, what's popping up on Twitter. And we just keep going.
Speaking on, I'm curious what you've been looking at, Running Man. What's of interest?
I like one this week.
What's your like? Let's hear it.
Udder Chaos. I like the cows, man. I'm building a validator. They've got a validator. I'm like, what's the word? You know, them for good things. They've got the right the morality. So I think maybe they might bring in a new meta because I like the cows a lot. Yeah.
But so I guess really my question is like, what's the benefit of a validator? And I mean, if ICE has any insight from like the monkey validator, I know it's frequently used, but like, what's the big value in
it? They've got to come from it, but as well, it's, you know, it's propping, you know, and I'm supporting the network as well. I'm helping the network to function. I think, you know, when you're asking the founder of OK Bears to support a validator, and the guy won't even throw like any money at that, you know, he just phases the question off. And then you got somebody like, you know, Udder Chaos, and, you know, them opening the project and building a validator to, you know, help Solana function. Like, you know, I like that project a lot.
I'm excited to see how it trades. What day is that this week?
It's Friday. Is it Friday? I've got whitelist on it.
Friday. Yeah, I've got to take a double check. Ice, yeah. I'm curious for you. I know the monkeys have a validator. Do you get any kickback from that as a holder?
As a holder, I don't think so. I mean,
yeah.
I used to spend a lot of time in the monkey DAO, like in the Discord itself, but I haven't, like, probably in the last few months. It's a part of like my brand identity, so I kind of just rock with it. That's just how it's been.
No, 100%,
for me personally.
If you
I don't know about the monkeys though. Yeah.
So yeah, it's interesting. I'm just curious if it's really panned out because that's something new. So a validator is relatively new. We've seen a few projects launch them. That's just what is that return like? Is it the value add and the royalty back from the validator? I'm curious to see how it pans out. But I know we got 10-15 minutes left here. I wanted to kind of pass it around, see what people are looking at, what you've actually cut, if you've cut any bags, what's your moves in this market. And I mean, just kind of starting that off, I've gone basically full USDC, was taking some off from 70 down to like 40, have probably 100 SOL liquid just for like active trades if I'm looking on it. But right now, man, I'm just real nervous to trade anything. Like, the market's just kind of ugly. I think there's more bleeding. If all of a sudden we see a relief rally, then I do think we're going to see price action on NFTs dip too as people try to convert that to SOL and get out. But I know Running Man brought up Utter Chaos. Interesting project. I do agree. I'm curious to see how that ends up trading. And I actually wanted to quickly also add here, STJ 4.0, since they're in the monkey DAO. I really want to get to the bottom of this validator situation because I would like to Ava project if there's some type of kickback or return. Yeah, it's tough for me, but I'm curious what else other people are trading. Micah, I wanted to actually pass to you here. We have this 10 SOL challenge going on. The winner would have happened if they just converted to USDC day one and stopped trading. But I'm curious how you've been enjoying the market.
Well, I'm sitting here scared, hoping someone on the stage will tell me what to buy. I've been sitting at the computer all day, not making a single trade and watching the world burn. And I have no idea what to buy next. I thought primates looked really cool, and now I'm scared to get into them. I sat on the bubble goose thing, just looking for a point to pick it up, but I think the artwork looks like shit. So I'm scared to hold that. I'm confused as hell, like most ETH traders in Solana right now, and probably the next play I make will be just for content. On our next show.
I love that
I'm
excuse.
I'm fully liquid right now. So I'm
what are you sitting at?
15.3.
Okay, I got a one soul lead. Gotta keep pushing here. Gotta keep it at work.
I thought about buying back into Cubist. I sold it at 10 and it's back down to like 7.8. So like but I don't know what the next catalyst is that everyone will want to bet on. I'm sitting over here terrified, but I don't want to be that wuss in our challenge that just does nothing.
Yeah, I think neither of us can do nothing. We got to at least come with something at this point, whether we're buying D-Gen mints and praying, but we'll see what happens. Running Man, what's going on?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty bad market at the moment, but I think search for projects that have been building utility then due to release utility this week, you know, and getting, because I think they're at all-time lows at the moment. And as soon as they drop whatever utility they're building, you're going to see a boost in price. I mean, The one I'm buying up at the moment on the floor, I think he's really underpriced, is Wobble Bugs. And I know a lot of people don't like Wobble Bugs, but at 1.33, their team screwed the staking up, and they've got a new dev team in rebuilding that staking, which is due to come live in the next hour or so.
So we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, I think they take. Yeah, they're 1.3 at the moment, but I think they take a bump.
Yeah, definitely for sure. Yeah.
What was the thing with infected skulls? It was like this random thing that I almost bought into at like 0.1, and I saw it come out and I was like, oh, that's a cute PFP, and it's at one soul, and I have no idea why that team.
There was this weird degen mint meta where if they minted for under 0.1, they would just throw staking for dust in their bio or staking for forge, which are the two big tokens in the ecosystem. And infected skulls actually like LP dust and let them stake for it. So they just pumped off like the associated value add that you can get because they were underpriced to how much dust you could make if you just floored the dust right after. It's like peak Ponzi degen, but sometimes it works out, I guess.
All right, that makes me feel better that I just missed it because it's a scam, basically.
Yeah, just a baby pyramid. Like, not one of the big ones, but, like, they tried to build a little something. Benny, what's going on?
What's the duration of your challenge? Like, how many days?
We're done the first week of July.
Okay. I would just say keep trying to hit degen mints. That's your best chance if you want to beat each other.
It's got to be, or convert to USDC and stop trading and just believe that the market's going to keep going shit. I wanted to pass it down to SPJ, see you're in the monkey DAO, but also had your hand up. Curious what you got going on, trading anything. Curious if you had any insights on my validator questions, too.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what I want to touch base on, the validator. If you see, like, NFT projects kind of touching up and doing that, it really is more of like a sacrifice for the soul community, because I feel like overall it really isn't profitable. It's just trying to make the network run smoother. So I think it was.
You're breaking up a ton.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I'm kind of on a walk right now. Sorry, yeah, I don't know if it's coming through or not. But was it running one that said Cows was running a validator?
Yeah,
that's right, yeah.
It makes me bullish. I'm not sure if you guys can hear me. Bullish.
This is Utter Chaos he's talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, they mint on Friday, I believe. We had a giveaway in the Nifty portal. If you haven't joined, make sure you join. Free Solana trade section. Check it out. Wanted to pass it down to Scozy. What's going on? See the suave steel.
Hey, yeah, what's going on? I've never hopped up on the stage before and definitely not as tenured as these guys here. And yeah, easy called it. I mean, I'm definitely pumping my bags, but like, I think you should keep an eye on these guys. LaFrost is a maniac builder. He puts out new functionality literally every week. I think it's just a good time to look at them. They're undervalued. It's
maybe what are they at right now? They were a nine soul. What are they at? They were a nine soul, I believe, like a week ago, maybe.
Yeah. So they went all the way to 12. I bought mine at like 8.75 just because one popped up that I couldn't fade. I just loved it, you know. And honestly, I don't want the price to go up because I want more. You know, it's a small collection. There's only 770 of them, which I have a lot of love for. I think the 10K meta needs to die forever. Like, I think that's just where we're at right now. But yeah, they're down to probably like 7 right now. And maybe, you know, keep an eye on them. Maybe they go lower. But I think they, you know, there's certainly like fear points there. It's like one central point of failure, right? LaFrost is, he's the guy. It's everything is behind him. He's not doxxed, you know, which is not ideal, but like proven builder. So let's see what happens, you know.
I've been hearing more and more about them, so I'm definitely keeping a tab on them. I want to try to get into some of these discords while I'm not actively trading, just because a lot of stuff is going down way more aggressively than you can even catch a pump. So it's a little bit hard to scalp and trade a lot of this stuff. So I'm curious to dive in and hear more about it. I definitely have heard good things, but I just purely don't know enough. So, I mean,
we'll see what happens to the market. Right now, I would say, and maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there's something in the market I haven't seen, but right now I'd say their portfolio tracker is kind of one of the best in the biz. Like just for keeping track of your personal portfolio, you can add multiple wallets and stuff like that, and it's excellent. So,
yeah, see, that's nice. A multiple wallet aggregator is nice. And I just think in this market right now, finding some of these projects that are trying to just make dope stuff is like, those are the ones that we got to be backing. So I'm interested to see where some of this stuff moves. I'm interested to see which of these projects keep building. Like, my money's on the Foxes right now. I got one in the PFP. They just keep doing shit. It's a small team of devs that just keep delivering and don't really overpromise much. So, I mean, for me, that's kind of like my bear market play. But I wanted to actually pass the two new speakers we got. Soul Patrol. Wanted to see what you might be trading in this market. What's going on? Any thoughts on the Sol macro ecosystem?
Yo, what's good, bro? I didn't really have much to say. I'm down bad, so just Playboy Cardi time.
Whole lot of red. We got to respect it. Wanted to now pass it over to Dev. Dev, what's going on? Wanted to see if you're trading anything. What's you got? Positives, negatives, wins, losses. How you navigate in this market?
So currently, I'm a little bit out. Like a week or so ago, I just decided to sell everything. I thought, I've taken enough L's, I'm out. I've kept a few things, I've kept all the projects where I think I've even made money off, so it's a zero investment, or I think they're going to do well. Main one is MetaDrago on Sol. I don't know if you heard of that one.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, I'm trying to accumulate projects at the moment where I can use them every day, if that makes sense. Because of a lot of them, I either stake them for fucking 5 piss coins a day, which I can't do anything with, or I just can't do anything with, if that makes sense. So I'm trying to find projects where I can go on the website every day, do some shit, make some money. I don't care about floor prices because I know I'm using them actively, but there's just not a lot of projects out there like that. Easy. Do you know any I can get involved in? Mainly Solana, but if it's Ethereum, I don't mind.
Yeah, I mean, man, what's on my watch list right now is I want to see Blocksmiths pull back. I don't know if we'll catch that. I do like the Transdimensional Foxes as a cheaper entry into that ecosystem. I'm actively following Botheads again. I think they're still holding that 10 floor, but I like a lot of the tools they're making and almost like a Mercury competitor. So I think that's going to have some potential if more people start utilizing their tools. Matrica, the verification project, just did a collaboration with Blocksmiths Bitfrost. So that's another one I'm keeping an eye on as a cheaper entry into something potentially larger for that ecosystem. Right now, though, it's just tough for me to buy because I do think we see some form of a dead cap bounce in Sol here, which that's going to negatively affect NFT prices as more people go to floor those, recognize Sol, and then convert to USDC. Kind of how stuff moves when there's bounces. It's tough, man, because right now it's almost like spending a lot more of your time instead of actively trading and actually doing research and looking into shit, talking to teams and seeing if their goals to stick around and what they want to build over the next 2 years and on their roadmap and plan. That's where you're going to find winners. If you don't kind of look into some of that stuff, you're leaving yourself high and dry. So it's really tough.
That's very true. It does bring me onto my next topic, in fact. So currently we're very reliant on Magic Eden. And one really bad thing about Magic Eden is everything's based in Sol. So with OpenSea, for example, you can list as USDC, but you have to pay Ethereum gas, etc., etc. But with Magic Eden, whenever there's a really big drop in Sol, the prices kind of stay the same in terms of Sol value. They'll always hover around the same amount unless it's a really good project. I'm talking DGods, etc., etc. But what if it was separate? What about if the NFT could separate from Sol, if that makes sense? So a perfect example of this is Rollbit. My current profile picture is a Rollbit V1. They released about 6 months ago. They went below floor at mint, but recently, the last couple of months, they haven't even dropped a penny. Like, they've stayed the same floor price the entire time. And even though it was an Ethereum NFT, I think this is due to them making their own marketplace where you can buy and sell using USD. So you kind of they've kind of removed that Ethereum aspect. Yes, they are on the Ethereum blockchain, but they kind of not at the same time.
Yeah, it's a barrier of entry coin there, for sure.
Yeah. So, do you think something like that could work for Solana, for example, if DGods made their own website where you could trade with USD instead of Solana, so there were a USD price instead of a Solana price for projects?
See, I don't know if that's going to cause a change or cause an effect, to be honest. Like, a lot of people still prefer that it's in Sol, especially because Sol's so cheap now. Like, and I almost feel like I'm, like, the ETH side of things, when you see that USD cost, it doesn't feel like it's cheap anymore. You're buying an asset for 70 grand and it's a JPEG on the internet. Like, that sounds insane. So I worry about the same thing for Sol. Like, you look at a DGod, I love Frank, love what he's doing. But if that was in USD, you may be like, hold up, what am I about to spend this on? Especially in the current macro situation we're in now. It'll be interesting to see, I guess, though, that comes into play. Like, what's the next big catalyst for Sol? What's going to be that trigger to cause more volume in the market? Running Man, yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I like everything displayed in Sol, to be fair. So, you know, I'm a Sol maxi. But touching on the marketplace aspect, I mean, I am bullish about projects that are building their own in-house marketplaces within their own communities that they can, like, raffle off ops or just direct all the utility through a marketplace and a token. And I think, you know, there's a lot out there that I'm currently building and I'm about to drop. So, I mean, like I said before, look for projects that I'm building out utility, but the utility hasn't actually gone live yet. And I think you will outperform the downward curve. You know, you'll take upward movement off those.
Nice. Can I just add just next to a little bit onto it? Sorry. So you mentioned about DGods being USDT, where people probably wouldn't pay that. But previously, you just mentioned Blocksmith Labs, which is around, I haven't checked in a little bit, but 85 sol. 85 sol is nearly $3,000, $2,800, roughly. Yeah, maybe. But it's one of them where it's like, would you spend close to $3,000 on Blocksmith Labs?
No. That's why I said I'm waiting for a pullback on it. Like, but that's the thing. Like, I don't know. Like, looking at OK Bears, I probably would have tried to sell it even sooner if I saw the USD value versus 100 SOL, you know? So it's like, for me, that's a big psychology aspect of it that I don't know if I'm a fan of, because I almost like keeping it in the Solana value, especially when you make trades and it's like, I made 3 SOL versus I made $90. It almost feels a little bit better, even though it's on a smaller scale.
Yeah, I agree with that. But basically, what you're trying to say is that none of the actual projects are worth the value that they are. So technically,
that's correct. We're still in a bull market. Stuff is going to zero.
100%, bro. Gary Vee said it about 6 months ago. I fucking hate Gary Vee, man. But he said 99.9 are going to zero, and he's fucking not right. He's completely right. Sorry. All these projects.
Well, Gary's relying on space in the morning. So shout out Gary Vee. We love him here.
honestly. Big shout out to Gary V. He is right a lot of the times. I'm just jealous of how much money he has. But we're going to see a huge shift in the market here, especially with secondary going down and down. A lot of projects can't keep up anymore. But everyone, please stay safe out there and visit rollbit.co.uk. they have the best lottery out there.
Okay.
Has
the shill, the casino. He's gone.
I was subtle shill at the end. Easy. I was waiting for it, man. Blocksmith are here to stay in this space for me. You know, I don't hold Blocksmith, but you know, them builders. And building art and Blocksmith for me to start. I do agree a lot of projects aren't going to last the course, but I'd feel a lot more comfortable holding Blocksmith than I would over OK Bears, for sure.
Yeah, everyone uses Mercury. Because people love the whitelist and stuff on it.
You know, you look at the utility that I've got and what I'm rolling out compared to Respawns for 220 sol a couple of weeks ago. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, the return on Forge coin on staking, I think it was about 8 Solana a month or something like that, with the passive income on Forge. I like Blocksmith a lot better than them. OK Bears.
Yeah, you can't really fade that. I want to just pass it to Benny before we wrap up here. Benny, what's going on?
Just speaking of, like, Blocksmith Labs, Peng Sol's launching this week, and they're trying to create, like, algorithmic automated, like, minting tools. So I feel like that's kind of similar to, like, the whitelist meta AI. I don't know. It seems interesting.
Their team seemed really good when we talked to them late that one night, too. They were on
their
spaces.
They didn't want to give us whitelist.
Yeah, that was fucked up. We really tried, too, and they didn't want to share even a single whitelist, which, honestly, that almost makes me more bullish, because we look at GOATs. They said that they overallocated and then still gave us 30. So that was absurd. But, hey, wanted to just kind of wrap up here. Appreciate everyone tuning in.